I've been reading the Song of Solomon, and it's a beautiful, beautiful love story. A love story of Solomon and the Shulamite. And it has many beautiful pictures and beautiful types in it, I believe, of the Lord Jesus Christ and His love for the bride of Christ, which is the body of Christ, spoken of in 1 Corinthians 12:27, as the bride or the body of Christ. And of course we recall in the book of Genesis, where God said that a man and woman are to be one flesh. They're to be one. And so the bride of Christ is to be one with Christ. And Ephesians chapter 5 talks about a husband and wife relationship in comparison to Christ and His love for the bride, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. John the Baptist himself, when Christ was here on earth, was speaking of Christ as the bridegroom and the bride, and that He was the friend of the bridegroom. And the New Jerusalem is referred to as a bride coming down from heaven, prepared for the bridegroom. And we talk about or read about the marriage supper of the Lamb also that's going to take place as described in Revelation chapter 19. Now, before we consider that, I'd like to consider one of the verses that we have a song about that's found in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 4. He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner over me is love. He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner over me is love. He brought me to the banqueting house, and His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. That reminds me of the marriage supper of the Lamb, where we read in Revelation chapter 19, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him," speaking of God, back in verse 6, "For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." And then the Scripture goes on in verse 7, "For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His bride, His wife, hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And He saith unto me, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith to me, These are the true sayings of God." I believe that the marriage supper of the Lamb will be for the bride of Christ and for Christ, the bridegroom. And we who have been born again through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and brought into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ during the church age, I believe the wedding guests that will be called are the Old Testament saints who believed in the Lord, and perhaps also those who will be saved during the tribulation period while the church is in heaven in the presence of the Lord. And so this marriage supper of the Lamb, we're not exactly sure when this event will occur, but it may be during the seven-year tribulation period, when the bride of Christ has been caught out to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And that may be when the judgment seat of Christ takes place, before which born-again believers will appear, not to be judged for our sin, but to be judged for our works, and receive rewards accordingly. And then the marriage supper of the Lamb will occur. Now that's generally believed to be the way that this will occur. And so again, let me sing this little chorus. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Also, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 16a says, my beloved is mine, and I am his, and his banner over me is love. My beloved is mine, and I am his, and his banner over me is love. My beloved is mine, and I am his, and his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Also, Song of Solomon 6:3a states the same thing. My beloved is mine, and I am his, and his banner over me is love. My beloved is mine, and I am his, and his banner over me is love. My beloved is mine, and I am his, and his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Over in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul wrote about the love of Christ for us, and that a husband is to love his wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the blood, and make it a beautiful bride for himself. And so, beloved, how great is the love of Christ for you and me. Isaiah 52, the latter three or four verses there, tell about how that Christ was abused so that he did not even look human because of the abuse that was poured upon him, because he loved you and he loved me. Oh, what great love that Jesus Christ manifested for his bride. And thus reminds me of these words that go along with this little chorus. I am my Lord's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I am my Lord's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I am my Lord's, and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. I once was lost, but now I'm found. His banner over me is love. I once was lost, but now I'm found. His banner over me is love. I once was lost,
but now I'm found. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He lifted me from the miry clay. His banner over me is love. He lifted me from the miry clay. His banner over me is love. He lifted me from the miry clay. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He's coming back for me someday. His banner over me is love. He's coming back for me someday. His banner over me is love. He's coming back for me someday. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Oh, yes, beloved, his banner over us is love. Don't you love the Lord Jesus Christ? If you know him as your Savior, if you put your faith and trust in him, if you believe that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave, that he arose to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for we, his bride. Yes, beloved, reminds me of an old hymn.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, yield sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ had you and me in mind when he died on that old rugged cross and gave up his spirit for you and for me, was buried, and 3 days later he arose, conqueror of death, hell, Satan, and sin. He is Lord of lords, and worthy of all honor, all glory, and all praise. Hallelujah! What a wonderful, wonderful Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.